I know many of you are probably looking shocked reading that Gentiles will be cut off. I'm sure you might be scratching your head saying that Yahusha, whom they call Jesus, already died for our sins. How it can be? You may argue that Gentiles are under grace, that it was promised once a person believes he or she will be saved. It is in the scriptures that it can't be reversed. I will say that you're right about that, but it is also in the scriptures as well that those who don't keep Yahuwah's, God, commandments will be judged. May I remind you that Yahuwah, God, cut off his chosen people for disobeying his commandments. So, if he cuts off his chosen one, you, Gentiles who were gaffed in, will also be cut off if you don't keep his commandments. Romans 2:11. For there is no respect of persons with Yah, God. If you don't give or care to get out of the matrix, I suggest you take the blue pill. But if you want to know how not to get cut off and want out of the matrix, take the red pill and see how deep the rabbit hole goes. Here we go. Romans 11:11-24. Read it. But in verse 11 again I asked, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious. What Paul was saying, hadn't the children of Israel, Israel, transgressed against Yahuwah, salvation wouldn't have come to the Gentiles. So, Paul had to remind the Gentiles not boast themselves against the natural branches, because their stumbled is not beyond recovery. First, you must know who the Gentiles are. Most importantly, who are the Israelites, Yisraeli, the chosen of Yah, God? The Gentiles are anyone who is not from the bloodline of Yaakov, Jacob. If you're not from the descendant of the 12 sons of Yaakov, Jacob, you are a Gentile. Therefore, being born in Israel or a convert doesn't make you part of the bloodline. If you have been reading the Bible with the understanding, you will know that the children of Israel, Yisrael, left the land of Israel. Matthew 24:15-16. When ye, therefore, shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Meaning, the children of Israel, Yisrael, are not in their homeland currently. If you do your research, you will see how they were scattered into the four corners of the earth. Deuteronomy 28:68. And Yahuwah, God, shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. As a result, the children of Israel, Yisrael, are currently living in the land of their modern captivity day Egypt. Meaning, they are still under the curse of Deuteronomy 28 until Yahusha, whom they call Jesus, come back for them to bring them back to their promised land. Ezekiel 37:21-28. But in verse 21, and say unto them, thus says Adonai Yahuwah, behold, I will take the children of Yisrael, Israel, from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will father them on every side, and bring them into their own land. Another reference, Isaiah 11:11-12. With all that said, Gentiles have been ruling the world for the past 400 years because of Israel stumbled. Now, since Gentiles took over, what have they been doing? Have they kept Yahuwah's commandments, law, and statute? What was their assignment when salvation comes to them, or should I say grafted in? Romans 11:22. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of Yahuwah, on them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. So, Gentiles were supposed to care for the children of Israel, Israel? Have they done that? No, history proved they have not. If anything, Gentiles boast against the natural branches. Gentiles were supposed to preach the word authentically to the children of Israel, Israel, who stumbled. Have Gentiles done so? No, they preach lies, they bring pagans' worship into the church, and they add and remove from Yahuwah's, God, commandments. Consequently, since they don't continue in his goodness, they will be cut off. Many Gentiles think because they are saved by grace can use it as a cover-up to do what they please, like not keeping commandments and keep sinning. Romans 6:1-2. What shall we say, then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? Yah forbid. How shall we, that are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Yahuwah warned Israel in Deuteronomy 28 that if they disobey his commandments and turn to idols, these things will happen. But they didn't listen, and for that reason, the past 400 years has been nothing but hell for the Israelites. Gentiles, you have been weighed, you have been measured, and now found wanting. That's why Paul said, take heed that you Gentiles also will be cut off for disobeying the commandments. Isaiah 66:3-4. He that killed an ox is as if he slew a man, he that sacrificed a lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck, he that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood, he that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. I also will choose their delusions, and will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer, when I spake, they did not hear, but they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that in which I delighted not. Many Gentiles are as stick-neck as the Israelites were, and instead of repenting they've gotten deeper into darkness and wickedness. They won't come out of Christianity. Instead, they defend their behavior. They enjoy Sunday's doctrines because it tickles their ear. The teaching of false doctrines has become an epidemic in Christianity. The mother of all church has everyone worshipping a false Christ or the sun god. Pastors are telling people the law is done away with and do all kind of abominable deeds. Turning the church into a business, robbing the people of their tithing doctrine. It has gotten so bad that you can't tell the difference between Christians and heathens. Homosexual has taken over the church, and some are pastoring the church. Isaiah 5:20, woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Judgment is coming to Gentiles. Zephaniah 3:6-8, I have cut off the nations, their towers are desolate, I made their streets waste, that none passeth by, their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, that there is none inhabitant. I said, surely, thou wilt fear me, thou wilt receive instruction, so their dwelling should not be cut off, howsoever I punish them, but they rose early, and corrupted all their doings. Therefore wait ye upon me, saith Yahuwah, Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Here is what you need to understand, Yahuwah, God, doesn't punish Gentiles right away like he punishes the children of Israel, Israel. Scriptures prove the minute the children of Israel, Israel, turn to idols and forsaken the commandments they get punished right away. Read the scriptures and see how many times the Israelites have gone into captivity because of disobedience. The children of Israel have had their fair share of punishments and still under the curse of Deuteronomy 28 until Yahusha, whom they call Jesus, comes to judge the world. But as for Gentiles, Yahuwah, God, waits for their bucket to get full, and believe me, the Gentiles' bucket is full and it is pouring out. Joel 3:1-15, but in verse 1-2:4, behold, in those days, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah, Yehuda, and Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and parted my land. If you read in verses 6-8, the children also of Judah, and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. Behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head, and I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for Yahuwah hath spoken it. This is what Yahuwah said in verse 9-12, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up, beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears, let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves, and come all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about, thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Yahuwah. Let the heathen be wakened, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Where else it talks about the judgment that's coming for the Gentiles in Jeremiah 51:19-25, but in verses 24-25, and I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith Yahuwah. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith Yahuwah, which destroyest all the earth, and I will stretch out my hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. If you think for a second that Gentiles will not get cut off for their wickedness, think again. That's why you must read the Bible for yourself and get out of Christianity. Get out of the matrix, because you will be judged if you still partake in their wickedness. Micah 5:5, and I will execute vengeance in anger and fury upon the heathen, such as they have not heard. Look, this is not a joke, people, and takes heed to the word. You do not want to get caught up unprepared for what's coming. Psalms 110:6, he shall judge among the heathen, he shall fill the places with the dead bodies, he shall wound the heads over many countries. So, don't think for a second that Gentiles will be spared if they don't keep his commandment, law, and statutes. Look around you, Christianity is not there to save you. If you examine the Christian doctrines, they are teaching you lies. They are keeping you in darkness, and you are unknowingly worshipping the pagans' gods. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you as my priests, because you have ignored the law of your Elohim, I also will ignore your children. Ezekiel 39:1-25, You have to read the whole chapter. You're probably asking, is it all the Gentiles that will be judged? The answer is no. Proverbs 13:13, whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Every one of us must keep the commandments, whether you are Gentiles or descendant of Jacob, Yaakov, the Israelite, Yisraeli. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yah, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Yah shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Israel served their punishment, and now it's the Gentiles' turn to get cut off. Yahusha, whom they called Jesus, is coming for a war, and those who don't repent will partake in his wrath. With this note I say Shalom.